Good morning, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹早。
So the title of this morning's sermon is coming soon. It's called Ezekiel 23, A Sordid Tale of Two Sisters, Wild with Lust.
今天早上的主题是狂野的色迷。
Okay, so we're following on from last couple of weeks. We've been looking at the Ezekiel 16 with one prostitute. Today we're looking at the chapter about two prostitutes.
上几周我们接下来我们从一个妓女向我们看两个妓女。
So all of us love disaster movies, things like Titanic, Jaws, 2012.
我们每个人都喜欢灾难电影，好像Titanic, 大白鲨。
We can't tear our eyes away, although we know something big and horrible is going to happen.
甚至当我们知道大灾难即将发生时，我们也不能够停止的看。
Whether it's on screen or in real life, we can't help watching fascinated as someone else makes a big mess of their lives with poor choices, bad decisions.
不论是在电影里或在现实生活中，我们会因为别人所做出的错误的选择和决定而导致他们人生乱七八糟，我们会张大眼睛的看。
The main characters in our passage today are certainly worthy of a drama serial, an X-rated one at that.
今天早上的那个主角肯定可以列入 X 级了。
The exploits of these two sisters, Ohola and Oholibah, referring to Samaria and Jerusalem, are quite sordid indeed.
这两姐妹是阿和拉是指撒玛利亚，阿和利巴是指耶路撒冷。
There's prostitution, lust, betrayal, nakedness, promiscuity.
是一个那个卖淫的故事，情欲、背叛、侮辱、侧身露体。
The tone is very raw and sexual, and the whole narrative is very explicit. There are pictures that are very strong.
语调是非常原始的，是非常色情的。描绘一个明确和强烈的图像。
It uses words which I will not mention, which you might not think would find in the Bible.
用的字眼我也不用翻译了，你们是不会想到会出现在圣经里面的。
So in this allegory, the idea of Israel being bride to Yahweh continues.
在这个预言中，耶和华是以色列的新娘这个说法得到了延续。
The name of the two sisters are a wordplay. Oholah means she who has her own tent, and Oholibah means my tent is within her.
阿和拉的意思是指他有他自己的帐篷，阿和利巴的意思是我的帐篷在他里面。
This is a reference to Israel's time in the wilderness and also to some of the cultic practices that took place in the high places.
这是指那时候以色列在旷野的帐幕。
In the first part of the passage, we hear the now familiar list of their sins, echoing what's been said so far about adultery.
讯息的第一部分是我们再次会听到那些熟悉的那些罪孽的列表。
So we've heard before they've lusted after foreign lovers, they've sacrificed their sons, they've defiled Yahweh's sanctuary, they've profaned the Sabbath.
我们听到了这两姐妹犯的奸淫以及好色的迷恋外邦恋人，他们牺牲了自己的儿子，沾污了耶和华的圣所和亵渎安息日。
Now, Israel had always been very keen on, inverted commas, foreign lovers.
以色列一直以来都很喜欢那个所谓的外邦恋人。
Israel was very attracted by civilizations that were more sophisticated, more powerful, and had something to offer to her.
他们常受到更尖端和或者更强大的文明的诱惑。
So the Assyrians had their cavalry with rich and gorgeous military clothes.
那些亚述骑兵有华丽的军服。
The Babylonians were carved, just looking at them carved into the walls with their fancy belts looked so important.
那些刻在墙上的那个巴比伦的人像看起来非常重要。
And the Egyptian flesh pots were so virile and desirable, the sisters remember them so fondly.
还有那些埃及的猛男刚阳和让人想要得到的。让姐妹们那么的刻骨铭心。
And all this made the sisters wild with lust.
这些造成姐妹狂野好色。
So we're told that they're not merely political liaisons, but also religious, because they had to accept the idols of these foreign powers.
以色列和他们讲攀关系的那些人不仅是政治上的联系,
The second part of the message was talking about how Yahweh will judge the sisters.
第二部分会说到耶和华如何审判那个姐妹。
After they had gotten sick of these lovers and cast them aside, but it is these very lovers that will come back and execute the judgment on them.
他们厌恶这些外邦猎人后，他们就与他生疏，但是这些外邦猎人之后会回来审判他们。
It is the Babylonians, the Chaldeans, the Assyrians, they were all ripped into the sisters.
这些巴比伦人、加勒底人、亚述人都将会摧残这姐妹。
They will strip them of their clothes, their jewelry.
他们会剥夺他们的衣服和他们的珠宝首饰。
And do more physical things that we heard when the passage was read just now.
还有很多那个暴力的行动。
Yahweh says that they will be left naked and bare, their children will be killed, their houses will be burned.
耶和华说他们将会侧身入体，他们的孩子也会被杀害，他们的房子也会被烧毁。
Yahweh says they will pay in full for what they have done.
他说他们将会为他们所做的得到完全的报应。
Okay, so all this is rather heavy going. And as we read this passage, then we think about what these sisters are doing to themselves. We might wonder, why can't they just learn? Why do they keep spiraling deeper and deeper?
当我们读到这里，我们会问，为什么阿和拉和阿和利巴这两姐妹会这样做呢？
In fact, Oholibah doesn't learn from her older sister, but instead gets worse and worse.
阿和利巴不但没从她姐姐身上吸取教训，反而变本加厉。
As we read, we might think of the term nymphomaniac, which is talking about ladies who have abnormal and uncontrolled desires.
我们会想到那个名词花癫者，是指那些常常有异常和不可控制欲望的女性。
The tone throughout the passage is that of obsession. The sisters sound obsessed, frantic, desperate.
那姐妹感觉上是痴迷的。
You get that sense of urgency that they are really running after these foreign powers.
你会觉得他们是在追求这些外来的势力。
So as I was preparing the sermon, I was thinking, what can we compare that to in secular terms to help us think more about this?
从世俗的角度来看，我们可以看他讲一下怎样比较他们。
And I thought that maybe the perspective of addiction would be helpful. Perspective.
从上瘾的角度来看会有帮助。
I see some parallels between the ideas of addiction and what we read in the passage.
我看到了有些相似之处。
So addiction has been described as a continuing dependence on substances or on actions, certain things, doing certain things.
上瘾被形容为依赖某些物质或者行动。
It's the compulsion to keep doing something which is harmful, which has bad consequences.
是有那个反复的强迫去做那些有害的后果的事情。
An addict is preoccupied with the thing that he or she wants all the time. If they don't get it, they'll get withdrawals.
就是每时每刻专注 于物质或行为，如果不做的话，他们就会出现那个戒断症状。
As time gets on, the addict needs more and more of the same thing to experience the same high or the same pleasure.
时间久了，他们需要更多同样的东西来得到那个飘飘然的感觉。
An addict may deny that there's a problem, saying they can stop any time and that it's not something that they cannot let go of.
他们也会否认有问题，并说随时都可以停止。
To me, maybe the sisters do show some of that. Their desire, their lusting after the foreign powers.
对我来说，两姐妹显示了她们有这些症状，追求外来的势力。
And as we think about addiction and what that means, there were some stories that I thought I might share to help us think more about it.
当我想到这个成瘾的，我会想到一些故事。
There are many heart-wrenching stories, but I'll just mention two.
有许多令人心痛的上瘾的故事，在这里我只提到两个。
So the first one is from a book called My Beautiful Boy by a journalist called David Schaff.
第一个是我的漂亮的男孩，是大卫谢菲所写的。
It's about his son's addiction to crystal meth.
谈到了他的儿子有了那个冰毒瘾。
And in the book, he talks about what happened, and he keeps asking, "What happened to my beautiful boy?"
在书里，他一直反复的问，我的漂亮的孩子到底发生了什么事
？The book has lots of pictures of his small child, blonde, beautiful, smiling, happy.
里面有很多那他孩子很开心的照片。
Contrasted to pictures of what he is now.
和他的那个他现在的样子成了强烈的对比。
He talks about the agony of the diagnosis, the lying, the deceit.
他谈到他们第一次复诊后那种烦闷和痛苦。
And he asks, how can Nick, his son, be the same? How can he be loving and considerate and generous, and yet self-obsessed and so destructive?
他说为什么两个 Nick, 一个有爱心、体贴、大方，和一个是自我迷恋、自我毁灭的是同一个人呢？
So the addiction has made him a different person.
那个上瘾使他变成了另外一个人。
He says, showing his pain, at my worst, I even resented my son, because for an addict, at least when he gets a high, he's happy and he gets a respite.
他说在他最痛苦的时候，他甚至对他孩子产生反感，因为至少吸毒者在飘飘然的时候也会得到顺息喘气的机会。
But if you love an addict, if you are a parent or a child or a husband or a wife, for you there is no respite.
但是对于父母、孩子或丈夫或老婆是得不到那个喘息的机会的。
The second story is about the pain of having a drug addict for a father.
第二个故事是有关一个染上毒瘾的父亲的痛苦。
So I haven't used any pictures because it's my friend and I don't want to show his photo.
是没有照片。
没有照片。So my friend's father was a drug addict.
我的朋友的父亲是一个吸毒者。
He couldn't provide for his family, so his mother had to make enough money for 4 children.
他没办法提供家庭的需要，他太太就要成为家庭的支柱，经济支柱。
My friend grew up in a life of crime and corruption, and there were many, many aspects to his pain.
我的朋友从小生长于犯罪和腐败的环境中，他的痛苦是多方面的。
He was so disappointed with his father.
他对他的父亲非常失望。
He felt so helpless because it was since he was young.
他从小就觉得这么的无奈。
And he had to grow up very fast to take care of his family, become the father figure.
他也必须提早扛起照顾他的弟妹的责任。
Later, when he had an established career as a police officer,
过后他成为了一个警务人员。
He was filled with anguish and guilt and internal conflict.Because there was more than once he had to arrest his own father for drug offenses.
但是他还是充满了痛苦、内疚和内心的挣扎，因为他不止一次因为毒品的事情而逮捕他的父亲。
So there's no happy ending for him because in the end his father committed suicide.
他也没有一个好的结果，因为他的父亲自杀身亡后，他也没得到解脱。
To this day, I don't really know the details, and I don't dare to ask.
到今天我也不知道其中的细节，我也不敢问。
Because it's such a deep and dark part of his life.
因为那是他生命中最深最暗的部分。
So two stories, one about a son, one about a father.
两个故事，一个是关于孩子，一个关于父亲。
So like the beautiful boy gone bad, maybe we can see the picture of Israel compared to what she should have been and she could have been.
好像变坏了的那个漂亮的男孩一样。我们看到一个可以比较以色列已经成为了的和以色列应成为或者可能成为的那个景象。
So we see the adored child has fallen and the adorned bride is now a harlot.
那个可爱的孩子已经堕落了，那个漂亮的新娘是一个妓女。
Like the father figure gone wrong, instead of being a light and a blessing to the nations and showing them the true God, instead Yahweh has fallen and followed the rest.
像犯了错的父亲，我们看到的是他们并没有成为别的国的一盏明灯，或者成为他们祝福，也没有彰显耶和华的王权，反而堕落。
So as we look at stories of Israel, as we hear Ezekiel admonishing them, and even as we look at people who have gone astray, we have to think we cannot think that we're not like them.
我们听到这些走路。企图的这事情，我们不可以。
We cannot think that we are not like these people.
我们不可以认为我们不会跟他们一样。
We cannot think that they are light years from us.
我们不可以认为他们离我们很远。
So let's not be too quick to judge, and let's instead reflect on ourselves.
我们也不要太快下论断。
It may not be taking drugs or taking meth.
不一定是毒品。
It may not be lusting after foreign men, desirable, virile.
也不一定是迷恋那些外国人。
But the idea is that, is there something that you're not able to tear yourself away from, even though that you should?
有什么东西你无法脱离的吗？
What has more of a hold on you than you like to admit?
有什么东西你紧紧的控制你，但是你又不能够面对的吗？
It could be something which we all know is bad, like gambling is bad, too much alcohol is bad.
Yeah, 可能是好像太多的赌博是不好的，太多的酒精也不好。
But it could also be something that is inherently good.
也有可能是本性是好的东西。
It could be something that you do every day, like the internet, shopping, relationships, sex, eating, your career.
有可能是一些你常常做的东西，购物、上网、性等等。
So these all can be too much of a good thing.
这些是所谓的太多的好事。
So it's our human nature to strive for something better. We want to get better. We want to improve.
人的本性是要争取更好的东西，更好的生活。
Most of you may identify with wanting something very badly.
我们大多数人都会对非常非常想要的东西这个念头有认同。
Sometimes you want something so badly you can feel it in your gut. You really, really, really want this.
有时候你真的会觉得你非常非常要这样东西。
And these can be good things. You want to make a success of yourself at work. You want to have a relationship. You want to get married, have a beautiful family.
你想要成功，想要一个好的感情关系，想要结婚，想要一个美丽的家庭。
So these are all good things to have, but we have to think about how these stand in relation to God.
这些东西都是很好的，但是我们要想到跟上帝之间的关系。
It's been said that when something is called a psychological problem, it's really rooted in idolatry.
有人说，那些有时候被称为是心理问题的，其实是根植于崇拜偶像。
So a very good sermon by someone called David Clarkson talked about idolatry, and he mentioned something called a soul idol.
一个很好的讲道 by 那个 David Clarkson, 他里面提到了灵魂偶像。
He contrasts that to a physical idol where you physically chase something, a soul idol as being something that happens in your heart.
他和那个实在的那个偶像来做的比较。
He actually named 13 there, so I've only listed a few here which I thought which really impacted me.
他提到了13样，但是里面就不提这么多了。
So some of the questions he asks are, what do we most esteem?
他里面提到什么是我们最推崇的呢？
He says, do we make our human relationships, for example, more influential and important than God?
他说，他是不是我们人际的关系比和上帝的更有影响力？
He asks, what do we fear most?
他问我们最怕什么呢？
When our enemies have the power to trouble us, to disturb us, then they are our idols.
是当我们的敌人有那个势力来给我们麻烦，骚扰我们，他就成了我们的偶像。
The Bible talks about the fear of the Lord, and that we should not fear others more than God.
圣经里提到敬畏耶和华，我们不应该害怕别人比害怕耶和华更多。
And then Clarkson also asks, what do we desire and what do we delight in?
他也问我们更想要什么。
The idea of a transcendent delight or glorying in the Lord.It's talking about worshiping God.
所以超然的喜悦，还有那个荣耀上帝，都是一个对上帝的崇拜。
So what do we desire? What do we fear? And what do we esteem?
我们渴望的是什么呢？我们怕的是什么呢？我们推崇的又是什么呢？
Actually, this sermon was written in 1864.
其实这个讲道是在写于1864年。
But it still rings true today.
到今天还是非常的真实的。
It's been said that the human heart is a factory, and this factory mass produces idols non-stop, endlessly.
也有人说到人类的心脏其实是好像一个大规模生产偶像的工厂。
To paraphrase a pop song, what do you want? What do you really, really want?
辣妹的歌。
你不会唱。
我不会唱。
So what do you want? What do you really want?
你想要什么? 你真的想要吗?
C.S. Lewis says, most people know what they want.
C.S. Lewis 说大多数的人知道他们深切想要的东西。
And they want acutely something that cannot be had in this world.
他们深切想要这世界上所不能拥有的东西。
There are all sorts of things the world offers to give, but never quite manages to keep.
这世界宣称能提供各种事物，但从来都无法实现。
C.S. Lewis says, when you first fall in love, when you first travel somewhere, when you first take up a new career or subject.
他说，当你第一次谈恋爱，或到某处旅行，或开始一个新的学科或者职业，
you might get a high or happiness for a while.
你可能会有很高兴一阵子很高兴。
But after that, it can't be maintained, and the longings just arise, which you can't keep satisfying.
这个东西是不能够维持的，过了一下子就不能够满足你。
So there are longings in all of us which no marriage, no travel, no people can really satisfy.
那出现在我们里面那些渴望是没有任何婚姻、旅行或者人物所能满足的。
So I don't know about you, but my own restless heart identifies with what C.S. Lewis is saying.
我不知道大家的想法，但 我自己那不安分的心也认同这个C.S.Lewis所说的。
I seem to have perpetual wanderlust. I always wonder what it's like to have a new job, to work somewhere else, to do something else.
我似乎有永不止境的欲望，常常想如果有另外一份工是怎样的呢？
I'm always looking for something else.
我常常想着要别的东西。
Lucky for me, I'm also quite lazy, so I just think about it and I never do anything.
幸运的是我还挺懒的，所以不会只会想。
So back to the sisters, Ohola and Oholiba.
Okay, 回到那个阿荷拉和阿荷利巴的身上。
They throw themselves at foreign lovers. They seek partnerships and alliances.
他们对外邦人恋人的投怀送抱，寻找那些联盟。
In the newspapers, we read about young people trawling the internet, maybe not just young people, for companionship or love.
我们在报纸上常看到年轻人在互联网上寻找那些伴侣的爱情。
We know that a lot of people go onto the internet looking for excitement, stimulation, perhaps pornography.
很多人上网寻找那个兴奋和刺激，还有那些色情的东西。
If you're a little older, brothers and sisters might pour themselves and all their energies and attention on family, children.
年纪较大的哥哥姐姐们可以把全部精神放在家庭身上。
Is this to the exclusion of all else, including God?
是不是排除全部包括上帝在内呢？
So what about you?
那你呢？
So who knows what lurks in the heart of man?
谁会知道那些潜伏在我们内心的东西呢？
As we remember 9/11 incident, and we wonder how can people do such an evil task, an evil thing. The 9/11.
我们现在想起那 911 事件，我们不禁会想起为什么人会做出这么邪恶的东西呢？
Then we have to look at our own hearts, evil in the hearts of man.
我们得搜索自己的心。
So I leave it to you with the guidance of the Holy Spirit to search your own hearts.
我留给你自己搜索你自己的心。
So what do we do then? Is it a lost cause for Israel as for us?
那慢慢我们该做些什么东西呢? 是不是都注定会失败吗?
Is the solution to go cold turkey then? Just give up things completely?
解决方案是不是所谓动火机, 完全放弃我们生活中的东西吗?
In cases where you might be addicted to a drug, it might be helpful because the body needs to adapt to it.
当时我们对于某些药物成瘾的时候，这可能是有帮助的。
But in general, avoiding something that you fear is increasing its power over you.
但是在一般情况下，你避开那些你怕的东西，其实是会对让它的力量更大。
And that brings it back to being an idol.
那就会把我们带回去那个崇拜偶像那一方面。
So cold turkey may be not always the solution.
所以动火鸡不是最好的方案。
Is the solution then tough love, having an intervention?
是那严厉的爱是解决的方案吗？
Sometimes on TV shows, we see that there's a showdown where family members sit with the addict or the one who needs help and tells him, you have to clean up your act.
有时候在电视节目里我们看到大家和吸毒者一起坐下来。
That person gets an ultimatum. If you don't go into rehabilitation, then they might do something like kick him out of the house.
大家会向他发出最后通牒，如果他不去康复中心，就会把他踢出家门。
Does it work?
这个会成功吗？
If only it was so easy.
如果这么简单就好了。
If you could just sit someone down and tell them you really have to do this, and they would listen to you, life would be so much easier.
如果说你只需要叫他坐下来跟他说了就能够解决了，就太好了，这世界太好了。
Is God's judgment of the sisters, is that like tough love?
上帝对姐妹的审判好像严厉的爱。
I won't dwell on that today, but Pastor Wilson mentioned last week, and I just wanted to repeat what he said.
我也不再多说这个东西，就好像刘森传道上周提到的。
He said that the principle of punishment is not retributive but reformative.
处罚的原则不应被看成是报应的，而是感化的。Yeah.
And he said that the punishment is not the end of the judgment but a means to restoration.
处罚不是审判的结束，而是一个复原的手段。
As we can see, despite all these things that Ezekiel is telling Israel, Israel is still not responding and still not repenting.
以西结跟以色列讲了这么多东西，以色列也没有反应，也不知道悔改。
So what is one to do?
所以要怎样做呢？
In the Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step program for overcoming addiction,
在戒酒隐名会里12步程序，
I think the first four steps are interesting and worth us looking at.
头四步是比较值得我们看的。
It talks about step one being admitting that we are powerless over our addiction.
第一步他说到承认我们自己没有办法克服那些的瘾。
That our lives have become unmanageable.
我们的生活已经不再受到控制。
Step two talks about believing in a power greater than ourselves to restore us to sanity.
第二相信一个比我们本身更大的力量的，能够使我们恢复我们的理智的力量的。
Step three talks about deciding to turn our will and lives over to the care of God.
第三是我们决定把我们的意志和我们的生活交托给上帝。
And the rest of the steps go on to more concrete actions, for example, making an inventory or apologizing to people that you've hurt.
下来几个步包括了做一个自我搜索和无谓的道德清单。
So maybe there's something in this 12 step that we can think about.
或许在我们这十二步里面有些东西可以让我们思考的。
So perhaps as we think about what to do about the things that hold us in our lives, we can think about coming before God.
或者我们可以想到有哪些东西，在我们想到那些有什么东西控制着我们的时候，我们会想到回到上帝面前。
We say that we are powerless over these things that bind us, our idols, and turn our will back to God.
我们说我们对这些捆绑我们的这些偶像无能为力，让我们将我们意志交给上帝。
Because it's not by our power, not by might, not what our hands have done, but by the power of God.
不是靠权力，也不是靠我们的能力，乃是靠上帝的能力。
It is so tiring because it goes on all the time.
是很累的，因为它一直不断的延续下去。
It's like standing in quicksand, and if you don't keep moving, before you know it, you're sucked down.
就好像站在那个流沙一样，你会被吸进去。
if you're not careful, before you know it, another idol, something else that's holding you.
如果你不小心的话，会有另外一个偶像来捆绑你。
So we have to take heart. If it seems that everywhere we turn, either things are holding us that shouldn't.
所以我们必须小心，因为我们不管走到哪里，都会有东西来阻扰我们。
Or that we have longings for things which cannot be satisfied.
或者我们渴望一些不能满足我们的东西。
Then it might mean that we were meant for another world.
那可能是指我们应该是属于另外一个世界。
So the rather small quote up there is from C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis.
So I'll read it. He says, you don't have to translate. It says, if I find in myself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was made for another world. Okay, so we are made for another world. For those of us struggling with our own addictions, secret or known, we know we have hope because of God.
对于那些正在为自己那个不管是大家知道或者是不知道的瘾在挣扎的人呢，我们知道是有希望的，因为上帝。
Even for all the heartbreaking chapters of Israel's sins and betrayals, God is faithful if only Israel is willing.
即使那些以色列所令人心痛和的罪恶和背叛，如果以色列愿意的话，上帝还是信实的。
Later in Ezekiel, in chapter 37, there's a famous passage about bringing life to dry bones.
在以西结第里面有讲到一个著名的那个 经文是关于枯骨恢复生命的。
In there, God tells Israel, they shall not defile themselves. God talks about Israel saying, they shall not defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will deliver them from all the dwelling places in which they have sinned, and I will cleanse them.
他说到在二十三节，你说在也在不因偶像和可憎的物，并一切的罪过沾污自己，我却要救他们出离一切的住处，就是他们犯罪的地方。
Continuing in verse 23, then they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的上帝。
He says, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it will be an everlasting covenant. I will establish them and multiply them.And I will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore.
他说到，并且我们第二十六节，并且我们要与他们立平安的约，作为永约。我也要将他们安置在本地，使他们的人数增多，又在他们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。
So God is promising that He will be their God, and they will be God's people.
上帝承诺，他是他们的上帝。
So it's to this promise made to Israel that we can also hold on for our own hope.
这个承诺也是我们可以抓紧的。
We know that we are endlessly prone to idols and constantly straying, but yet God is still there for us.
我们知道我们常常容易倾向于偶像，也不断的迷途，但是上帝还是在乎我们。
So the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, says it quite well for me.
这个赞美诗Come down from of every blessing.
Can I have the PowerPoint, the last slide, please? So the last verse says, oh, sorry, you can't read, it's a bit dark, sorry. It says, Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love.So like the psalmist, we ask and pray. The last line there says, Here's my heart, Lord. Take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. You can join me in praying together.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we are so prone to straying, Lord. You are really the fountain of every blessing. Father, we pray that your goodness will like a fetter hold our wandering hearts to you, Father.We're prone to leave you, prone to wander. Father, will you hold us and give us the strength to come before you, Lord? Father, as we see the story of the two sisters today, it all seems so wrong, so graphic, so sordid, Lord. Father, we thank you for the promise and the lesson from today's sermon, but we also pray for ourselves. We pray for the light of your Holy Spirit to shine on our hearts and your word to be powerful like a sword dividing flesh and bone and marrow, Lord, in our lives. We pray that you will not give us more than we can bear. We pray that as we come to you in repentance, that your strength will be enough for us, Lord. And we ask all this for all of us sitting here, the younger ones, the older ones. Lord, I gather all of them before for you, Lord, and ask for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father, in advance for what we know you're going to do for us. Pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.